Hello, everybody. I'm John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. Today, we have a very special guest for you. One of my very best friends, Esther Bendel. She has just finished serving as the president of Mukapa here at Moody Bible Institute, and she is kind of in the same vein of TCKness as I am. She was born, or I'm not sure if she was born or she spent her early life in Australia and then moved to Argentina. And then around the same time I did, so 2006, 2007, she moved back to the U.S. And there, that is where her parents have been living for the past 10, 11 years. She has a significantly large family. And today she will be talking about the importance of grieving lost homes and the importance of grieving places in which you have left.
So growing up, a lot of times when we would move, there was a very big emphasis and focus on just being excited about the new place. And I think that was a really, really good thing, but also came with some drawbacks because we were very excited and ready to get to know the culture and the location and just learn about all the new things. And there was a lot of positivity and joy in that. And it can honestly be really fun to like go to a new place and explore and all that kind of stuff. However, with that, like my family, especially my parents, made an emphasis on always being positive in that and not really experiencing the hard parts of it. And there was a lot of emphasis on like, God is good. God has, you know, led us here. We're missionaries. We're following God's call. So all very positive and focused on God and that. And in a lot of ways, I believe that that's true, that God did lead my parents to new places. However, there is an aspect of needing to allow your children to experience that grief and acknowledge it. Because if they don't, like, it stays with you and it's kind of always there. And I know that for myself, I wasn't really able to experience that grief until like I was a teenager and like coming to college, which is quite a bit after we moved a lot. And I would say that because of not dealing with that grief, a lot of people, especially like my siblings, have experienced a lot of depression just because they're not like, if you don't experience sadness along with joy, then you kind of experience no emotion. And you're just like, I guess, kind of numb to everything. And that's not a good place to be in. So we moved like around 10 times, like big moves. And then I would say that there were times when like we had like a place of home, but there was a lot of traveling involved. So there were a lot of different furloughs that would be like anywhere from a month to a year, just depending on, yeah, on the circumstances. And a lot of those like 1 month little times were just a lot of traveling like up and down the East Coast and visiting supporters and stuff like that in churches. And because of that, like there's definitely there's no like permanence of like place or situation or even like regular schedule, especially when it came to school and just life in general. There was no like consistency of schedule because of that, which definitely affects a lot of things, especially when you're a teenager. So I would say that for me, coming to college and even a little bit in high school, I was able to start to process and work through the grief that I did experience, and especially like coming to college and just spending a lot of time with other missionary kids or third culture kids, and be able to talk through it with them as well, and like have those experiences of, oh yeah, I've experienced that as well, I understand where you're coming from, has been very, very good for me. And then also, like, I have like read a lot on MKs and TCKs, and just the books that I have read have been very influential in like the way I just see the way I'm processing grief or even just processing daily things. And yeah, that's been very influential for me and really helped me to see when I'm, say, not grieving the way I should, or when I'm not allowing myself to feel emotion and I'm like closing myself off, because I definitely did that in early high school. I closed myself off emotionally, and that wasn't very healthy at all. Whereas like now I've learned to allow myself to feel those emotions when I need to, allow myself to, you know, feel sad, which wasn't really something that was allowed or given to me as a kid.
I want to bring up a few things that Esther touches on. The first being the fact that her parents would often say, God was calling us to this place, and God brought us here, and God is leading us here, and that made it difficult for her to grieve the places lost and the home of the past. I know for me, this accurate use of the of God called my parents through this, or God is the reason behind this, created a very, very bad picture of God. When my parents moved back, the only thing I got was God told us to move to the U.S., which is a very true and very simplistic answer to give to a 10-year-old kid as to why you're moving continents, and you can't really go through the whole, like, it's dangerous here, we want to give you guys the advantages we had, we want to be closer to our families, that whole mess. I'm not going to understand that as a 10-year-old kid, so God told us to do this is just, like, the best answer. However, at that time, all I then associated with God was change and destructive change. And so therefore, I saw God as this person who brought destructive change to my life. And that was something that I really had to work through in therapy. And so I think it's just very important to remember who God is and to follow God's leading, but also to keep the person of God that is associated in scripture with us. And God is a person who laments. There's an entire book designed to just lamenting and the fact that life is meaningless. And sometimes we associate God is leading us to this, so therefore we have to be good and we have to have a positive attitude. But it's still hard, and we need to give ourselves time to lament and time to grieve. And God wants to give us that, and He desires to give us that. So that's the first thing I want to touch on. The second thing is the importance of community. I don't know if you guys caught it, but in the end, when Esther was talking about how she kind of began to heal from it, the biggest thing was she got around people and she got talking to people. And then she was like, oh, this is a thing for my life. And I think that's very important. That's part of the reason why I started this podcast. And hopefully you guys have found that here. I'm working on getting social media so we can get things rolling a little bit better. If you want to talk now, a great group to talk about and to talk to is, you know, you're an MK if, or you know, you're a missionary kid if. That's a great group for community. And it's just important to be around people who have gone through the same experiences you have. There's something so cathartic about being able to look at someone and being like, we have a shared experience. We may not know each other, but we have a shared experience. And it's an important thing in healing. I want to encourage you, for those who have kind of been touched by this episode, it's not too late to grieve. It's never too late to fully grieve. You need to do that. So if you feel like you haven't worked through or processed your grief, I encourage you, read the book of Lamentations, read the book of Ecclesiastes, and just sit down and just cry about the home that you lost. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have another great episode for you guys next week. We're going to kind of transition into more of a long... The next couple episodes are going to be a little bit longer as we kind of go over the hump and into the end of season one. So thank you guys so much for listening and for subscribing. Please continue to do that. Continue to tell your friends. Thank you to XN Radio for allowing us to publish on their network. Check out all their other shows. They are fantastic. I specifically recommend Campus Leaders Over Coffee. That is a great show. And Voice of Discomfort. Voice of Discomfort and Campus Leaders Over Coffee. Both fantastic shows. Please, please, please rate and review the show. Especially if you liked it. Tell me how great I'm doing, I guess. But yeah, it just lets other people know about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for another TCK.